You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So earlier in the week on the National Pulse, you would have heard Ashraf Garda taking a look at the safety concerns around the liquefied gas market. We're going to be taking a look at this from a slightly different perspective. We're going to be taking a look at the regulatory requirements of liquefied petroleum gas and how it should be used. The illicit market itself in the LPG space is now 25% of the market, and it presents a new set of challenges that all players have to be alive to and have to contend with. I'm joined on the line by the Managing Director of the Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association of South Africa, Radibulai Dihlabi, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Radi, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start the conversation with the importance of regulation in the LPG space. LPG gas, much like any other commodity in South Africa, very useful in the sense of where it sits in our energy mix, but it is regulated in its own right.
Good evening to you, Jimmy, and the listeners. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. True, LPG or LP gas, as people call it, is really providing that access to energy, even in areas that predominantly do not have access to even cleaner energy. But also, it's winter in South Africa. We are an LPG user country in winter. But yes, there are problems that we are encountering as an industry, especially now with winter when the usage is on the rise and demand is on the rise. And somehow, when it comes to regulations, like any other sector in South Africa, enforcement is weak in the LPG sector as well.
Khadi, how did we get to a point of 25% of the market being supplied through illicit means? You mentioned enforcement has been a problem in this respect, but if we are thinking about the use cases, where does the illicit market even come from if we have regulated parties and regulated supply?
Okay, so if you remember, prior to COVID, or maybe prior to problems of electricity, LPG was not really that prevalent in South Africa for use. It was just another rich people energy source to us. They go camping with it. But the issues of load shedding and Eskom came to party, and people had to look for alternative fuels. And LPG was present, was available for people to look into. However, the market was so small, and distributors were so small at that time. And in areas where LPG was not that big, widely used, that's where we started seeing the cropping of this illicit market. And by the time, it is my belief, by the time the compliant distributors and wholesalers woke up to the situation, those other markets were already captured by this illicit market. Unfortunately, they were then using the assets that belong to this market. I know that this week there's been a talk around winter mafias. No, this is not a winter problem. This is an all-year problem. These are organized syndicates group. They operate outside, inside Johannesburg. They operate in big centers, and they then pack the cylinders into their trucks and take them to other areas like Free State, Northwest, where LPG distribution and compliant distributors are not so concentrated like in this market. So that's where the problem has been around so much, and that's how the illicit market grew.
Khadi, what's the biggest risk for the market at the moment? Let's take a look at it from two perspectives. Those that are legitimate and licensed service providers, but also from a consumer perspective. These two groups, what are their biggest risks?
So you do remember that LPG is a flammable substance. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, not used well can lead to death. That is the biggest risk for anybody in this industry and for the country as a whole. So what then the non-compliant, and you can here call them non-compliant operators bring is that there is circumventing of the regulations that exist. They don't have time to invest in regulations. We understand regulations cost money. They don't have time nor desire to invest in regulations for them to operate legitimate businesses. They would rather circumvent and skip and cut corners in every way they can so that they can make that quick money that is presented by the industry.
Khari, what needs to be done here from an industry perspective, from those that form part of associations like the LPGSA to protect the industry? We understand, of course, that individuals out there might be embarking on these businesses to perhaps earn a living, to perhaps make a little extra money. But as you rightly mentioned, it's important to do so the right way and do so as in line with the laws and regulations of the country. What needs to be done here to protect this industry and to reduce the impact of this illicit market?
So I think it starts first with enforcement. We have regulations that are standing. We have bylaws in every municipality that are standing. Regulations, and from the perspective of pressure equipment regulations being managed by the Department of Employment and Labor, the national standards that give guidance into operations of LPG, compliant operations of LPG, enforced through the same regulations. The transport regulations that requires how LPG should be transported. And the enforcement thereof lies with law enforcement and the inspectors of those departments respectively. So that is number one. Then you have on the other side the responsibilities of business, investing in those markets that otherwise do not have access to compliant, you know, distributors. That is the best thing that they can do to protect the industry, but also to protect South African safety.
Khari, before I let you go, if South Africans are wondering whether or not the gas that they are purchasing is purchased from a legitimate service provider or from an illicit source, how can South Africans tell very quickly whether or not this product is safe and sold correctly?
Okay, so when you go and buy your gas, you holding a cylinder, you say, I want to buy gas, and somebody is refilling it for you, but they are refilling a branded cylinder, stay away from that person. Just know that they are selling illicit gas and anything can happen with that cylinder. Overfilled, underfilled, all sorts of things can be added into that LPG. That is if you are going to buy gas. If you are exchanging and you get to a service station, because there it happens as well, and you find a clear seal that does not match the brand that's sitting on the bottle that you are buying, you must also refrain from buying that, because that is for your safety and the safety of your community. Those are the simplest things that I can educate consumers about.
Khari, why am I looking for the seals to match, or why am I looking for the brands to match? Is it because those branded cylinders are the responsibility of that particular service provider and they themselves need to adhere to certain regulations?
Precisely that. So each cylinder has a unique identification. Each seal has a unique identification that matches that cylinder bottle. So let's say, for example, an incident occurred and it's Jimmy's brand on that seal and on that cylinder. The first point of investigation is at Jimmy's plant. Jimmy has to show that this cylinder was last filled in my premises during this time or at this time, and it went out to this area, and it has been maintained over this time. They have to provide all that history with that cylinder. Now, if Jimmy is an illicit refiller, he won't have that history. So that's why the maintenance of a cylinder lies with the cylinder owner brand. So if you are the brand owner, it is your responsibility. And in case of an incident, you are the first point of contact.
It's important, folks, to be very, very careful where it is you procure your gas from, particularly at times like this where we do see an increase in demand in the requirements that we have for our gas uses. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Managing Director of the Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association of South Africa, Khari Bulae Dihlabi, joining us to take a look at the importance of only procuring regulated and licensed gas, or gas from licensed regulated operators.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.